This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, it was a very eventful week. I talked to a few people who thought that the longest thing they'd ever had to endure was the President's State of the Union speech. And I guess it wasn't even as long as some of the ones Bill Clinton did over the years. But that was nothing compared to the commute some people in Washington, present company included, dealt with on Wednesday evening. Just chatting with you before we started here. You win because you had 6 hours. I only had three.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the State of the Union, I could watch that thing six times over and really analyze it if I'd only had a copy in my car. Yeah, you call me the master impressionist. Here's my impressionist of a D.C. commuter on Wednesday night. Ah! There you go.
Why won't you move? Yeah, pretty much.
It was horrible. Like I say, I don't know how many listeners really care about the travails of D.C. commuting, but it was really bad.
No, you probably got some in the upper Midwest and in the Northeast who got socked a whole lot worse than we did, going, you people are pathetic. How do you not know how to deal with that? And to some extent, being from Michigan, I sympathize with those thoughts. So anyway, back to the original news story of the week in the State of the Union. You know, an interesting juxtaposition where in the first part of the speech, the president talked about the need to invest, and I'm using my air quotes here, in clean energy and education, things obviously that won't mean a reduction in spending in those areas right away, because if you're going to succeed, ultimately that's going to take a lot of years and a lot of money. And then he pivoted to, we've got to get serious about the deficit. So,
yeah, you know, it's funny, the emperor wearing, I guess, another new set of clothing, that he didn't really think that we could figure out that new investments really roughly equals spending. You know, I don't know what his next proposal is going to be. Maybe he can get, you know, a million people to buy Chevy Volts at $1 million, and maybe that would solve some of the problems. Who knows?
Exactly right. Well, the Capitol Steps have been around for 30 years, and that means you have seen this play out many, many, many times, the various vocabulary words, the different ways of spinning it. But in the end, people in Washington want to spend our money. So
exactly.
Here's the Capitol Steps. Actually, with a little bit of a recent history, this is their look at the Democrats after they had just passed the president's health care plan. And, of course, we're also still glowing over the fact that they got their stimulus bill passed. So here we go.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. History. History has been made. We've passed our health care legislation. FDR had the New Deal. Truman had the Fair Deal. And Biden Obama, well, we've got the big effing deal. It's got some great provisions. For example, if you have health insurance, you can keep it even if you get fired from your job, which is important for me. But also, you may know that President Obama, he signed the historic legislation with 22 different pens, all of which contained red ink. But this is not the first time we've done something super historic. We passed a stimulus package that we based on the ideas of Franklin Roosevelt after watching his televised debates with Abraham Lincoln. But this was not some wild deviation from what we had planned all along. And to help me prove it, I've invited two very charismatic personalities. First, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. From our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. And they're going to help me break it down for you now. Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track. And now we're gonna return the spenders. Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
Oh, those special earmarks we won't touch.
They're saying we started the swine flu because we like pork so much.
To help our biofuel production. programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
We're gloating about it. Return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we know we're gonna get trillions more in debt, but just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5, 7, 10, 12 years.
And now we're gonna return to splendor with a brand new spending push. And if it fails, we'll just keep blaming all our problems on George Bush.
Oh, Mark.
Some things never change.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm pretty sure the American people are going to believe it when they see it when it comes to getting serious about the debt here. But another story I noticed in the news this week is an old favorite. I know the Capitol steps because of his very competitive presidential runs. Dennis Kucinich, I don't know if you saw this, suing the House Cafeteria Company that runs the House Cafeteria because a few years ago they put an unpitted olive in his veggie wrap when they insisted that all had been pitted and it caused dental damage. So he's suing the company running the House Cafeteria for $150,000.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there a comment about frivolous lawsuits during the State of the Union? Wow. That should be one of those physician heal thyself. I thought you were going to tell me that he was suing Taco Bell because there wasn't any beef in the burrito.
That's probably next if he doesn't win this one.
Join that class action suit.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, when I buy 99 cents for a 5-pound burrito, I expect it to be full of beef.
Yeah, when I heard that, I'm like, really? It's really 35%? I didn't even think it was that high.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, couldn't we say that? You know, we'll go back to, you know, stealing the Wendy's bit. You could say that about the State of the Union. Where's the beef? That speech had less beef than a Taco Bell beef burrito.
Yeah, it sure did. Oh man, a lot of inspiring words, but we'll see if any of it actually comes to pass. Mark, very good to be with you. Glad that we both survived our travails this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can also pick up their CDs. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.